It was a completely different Vegas to the one we'd left the night before. There was an immediate queue for people getting into the Wynn Hotel, bag searches, body searches, making sure that nobody had anything in their bags before they went into the hotel. And as we stepped out onto the strip, we realised that was the way for all the other hotels as well. Police cars lining the street, there was a huge police presence, all the flags at half-mast, and the screens just covered in messages of gratitude and support with the hashtag Vegas Strong. There was a real outpour of support from people in the community, so lines of 4 hours plus to give blood. We saw people from bars giving out water to the police, stood out in the heat. Everyone seems to have come together and it's a really supportive atmosphere. People do seem to be showing resilience and not letting it take away from the spirit of Vegas, which is fun and happiness. But yeah, there is the sense that something terrible has happened. I actually went on a trip today, so we went to the Las Vegas sign and then to Lake Mead, and it's the first time since the attack that we'd been past Mandalay Bay. It was incredibly surreal. We saw the windows shot out of the Mandalay Bay, and across the road you could still see the stage set up, so it was a really, really upsetting sight. So I do feel like at that end of the strip, it's a very different atmosphere, and it is very hard to avoid.